And joining us now from Seattle is NPR's Scott Horsley, and he's been covering the McCain campaign for us. Welcome, Scott.
Good to be with you, Noah.
How is it going for Republican John McCain? He spent the first part of the week going after the independent vote. What's it been like?
That's right. He's been here in the Pacific Northwest, yesterday in Oregon, today in Washington State. He visited a nature center in the Cedar River watershed that supplies water to Seattle and the surrounding area, and he's been touting his plan to combat greenhouse gases. This is a way for John McCain to sort of distinguish himself from President Bush by taking an aggressive stance against global warming. And he's really trying to kind of reach out to independent voters and moderates as he campaigns here in the Northwest.
John McCain going a bit green just for the strategy of it, or perhaps he's very sincere about it. In any event, he's moving away from President Bush there, but he's trying to get financial support from the president's political backers.
Well, that's right. And he's kind of been doing this both political and financial two-step in the week since he locked up the Republican nomination back in early March. I mean, a week ago, he was talking to the Republican base about how he was going to appoint the very same kind of conservative judges to the federal bench that President Bush has. So on the one hand, he's trying very hard to appeal to the conservative wing of the GOP, many of whom have serious doubts about this maverick senator, and at the same time, he's trying to polish his maverick credentials and campaign to moderates. But yes, he's also been doing a lot of fundraising, and he has been winning over some support, not only from the financial backers of President Bush, but also those who backed some of the other Republicans in the primary this year. Mitt Romney's campaign supporters have begun writing checks to John McCain. But it was interesting. Bloomberg published a report last week where they looked at some of the industries who've been financing, who were big contributors to President Bush 4 years ago. And in some cases, for example, Wall Street, the pharmaceutical industry, they've been giving more of their money to Democrats. Now, whether that's trying to put their money where they think the victory might be in November, or whether that reflects a real skepticism about John McCain and whether he would be good for their industries is hard to say. But certainly it's true, for example, with the pharmaceutical industry. John McCain has favored letting Americans buy their drugs from Canada, and that's something that the pharmaceutical industry is not too happy about. The construction industry doesn't like it when Senator McCain rails against Bridges to Nowhere or other pork barrel projects, since they're the recipients of some of that government spending.
And quickly, Scott, the other places McCain's going this week?
He heads for Ohio tomorrow. Obviously, Ohio promises to be a battleground state again in November. And he'll round out this week, once again, courting GOP voters, of conservative Republican voters, when he speaks to the National Rifle Association in Kentucky.
Thank you, Scott. NPR's Scott Horsley from Seattle.
Good to be with you.